of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And then please stand for the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your faithfulness, and we just thank you for a good spring day. And Lord, I just pray that you will give these city council members here tonight wisdom and knowledge, and that you will bless them in all their dealings. I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we do this now, do roll call first.
Just call, you have to call for, since the mayor's not here, call
okay.
for a temp.
Okay. Mayor Lee Ferry's not here, so I need a temporary mayor for this evening.
I'll do it.
Make a motion to make Kendall.
Second. Third.
You move it.
Yeah,
okay. Been nice knowing you.
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to all those in favor.
Oh, everybody in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
I could at least have a little practice.
Sure.
Beforehand. All right. Roll call, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall is temporary mayor.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
And Mayor Layfair is absent.
Okay, there is a quorum. I have the minutes. There's minutes need to be approved for March 11th, City Council and committee meetings.
So
motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Clerk's report.
Well, okay, I wasn't going to say anything, but it's been driving me crazy here this afternoon, so... This afternoon, I was helping Natalie. We're going to log in, get reimbursement for some of the money that's been spent for ground storage. Log in, denied. Don't do it again. Then it says, the account's been closed. Well, come to find out, in September, when some paperwork was supposed to have been returned, it didn't get done. So the account's closed to get any reimbursements. Right at the moment. So, we have people working on it.
And then
so I'm not very happy because that's at $600,000.
Yeah. I was going to say the amount of $600,000.
Yep.
Yep.
So, yeah, and not very happy. And
we know who didn't fill the paperwork out, don't we?
And they needed to know who the elected officials were.
That was it.
And it was requested September. In October, November.
Are we going to be able to retrieve it?
We're waiting on an answer.
To email me back to let me know if they can retrieve our account.
But
if we need some help, we might have to get some from Springfield or something.
The help is through that ASAP.gov place.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's and the guy that's in charge of the
and the EPA guy.
Yeah.
Is helping us.
I can't believe this.
So yeah, my stomach's been upset ever since then.
That'll get
it. Yeah, because
we worked 2 years to get that money.
Yeah,
Amanda
did.
Yeah,
we worked so hard to get that.
And the person that was that was over the grant was gone now, so that was Bustos.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm sure there's somebody there could probably help
need
them.
I guess I kind of felt like everybody needed to know what was going on.
We do.
What we're working on.
We do appreciate that.
Okay.
Did we have to approve the commission meeting too?
Yeah.
We didn't approve that, did we?
I asked for both, so.
Oh, did you? Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Treasurer's report. Debbie's not here. Attorney's report. Attorney's not here. Engineer's report. No engineer. Public comments and petitions. All right.
Send me the letter.
What?
That would have been the only thing.
For what?
That letter from Billy would have been the public comment.
Yeah.
At the back of your packets.
Which, yeah, Billy's not here. She gave everybody a letter to read about TIF.
It'll have to be on next.
So, yeah, for you to read and then.
Yeah.
And we had told her, since it went on the agenda, nothing could be done anyway, so.
We have to have a TIF meeting prior to the next meeting.
Yeah.
I don't have an application yet in hand. I've just gotten this letter.
Okay.
Yeah, I did have to go.
And she's gotta get an estimate, I think, also.
Did have to go through TIF committee. All right, finance, insurance, zoning.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Sewer?
Nothing to report.
Streets and alley?
Oh, nothing, thank you.
Sorry, I didn't call your name.
That's okay, I was reading this letter, is why I wasn't.
David, any streets and alley?
Police and ESDA?
Either me or Jimmy is.
I have nothing other than discussing that new business down below.
Okay. Water, or nothing. Utilities and publications?
I have nothing, and Evan's not here tonight, so we got a paper there in our pile that's talking about purchasing a new lawnmower.
Okay.
Replacing the old bad boy. So I guess we ought to talk about this. $12,292 for a Spartan from Bass Equipment, Cuba.
And it's on the agenda later, so.
It's on new business.
Okay.
Down at the bottom, yeah.
I have to break down far enough. We'll talk about it later then.
All right, tourism, big thing, Saturday night, VFW, spaghetti supper for downtown Christmas. And from what I understood, the last fish fry for Legion was like amazing.
It was awesome.
300 and some people?
It was awesome.
Or dinners, that's amazing.
I appreciate how many people from our town support, and outside of town supported us. It was wonderful.
That's because you put out good food.
Well, thank you, Jimmy.
You do.
That fish was good.
Okay. TIF?
It's like grandma's. Like you said, we got a letter from Billy over TIF. We'll have something for the next meeting, I'm sure.
Okay. Citizens Committee, Amanda's not here. And Christmas Committee, Kenny?
What Kendall said, spaghetti supper Saturday, just kind of a reminder. Starts at 5, goes to 7. We'll have delivery from 5 to 6 around town. Adults is $7. Children's $5. Silent auction, we're getting more and more of them items this week. And just spread the word and everybody come.
Awesome. Thank you. Economic Development Committee. Public Works Report, Mr. Palmer's gone. Unfinished business, there's none. New business. Discuss and act upon the new SRT XD mower.
I'll make a motion that we go ahead and make preparations to purchase that.
What's he doing with the old mower?
Where's that coming out of?
We have the funds set aside for it.
Yeah, money's already.
Yeah, he's got it.
I think he's gonna sell it.
Sally, he's gonna take it to an auction with maybe some other stuff and sell them out that way, is his plan.
Okay, good enough.
So there was a motion?
Second.
I'll second.
And a second, roll call, please.
Yeah, it takes a beating.
Alderperson Sally Clark? Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Board?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
Tom Spotlow?
Aye.
He sold some other stuff, sealed bids, and he said it's just too much of a pain.
It is a pain.
So he says, I'd rather just take these, because, you know, he's gonna try to buy a new truck also. And he's got something else. I can't remember what the third item was, but nevertheless, he had three items. He thought he'd just take them to this auction over toward Macomb and just sell them out there.
That's a good idea. Good for him.
Okay, next item, business, discuss or act upon whether to close or leave the bond fund account.
It is paid off. completely. We did confirm with Mid-America, it has paid off.
That was the cemetery wall.
That cemetery wall, mm-hmm. Yeah. There is like a little over $47,000 sitting in that account.
Sitting there?
Yeah, so it's up to you guys if you want to close that account and move it back to general funds, or if you want to leave it in case it needs redone and just the money just will be sitting there. In the account.
I don't know if it would need sealed at some point. I don't know. It'll need sealed again.
Well, it's an idle account now.
Mm-hmm. It'll just be making interest.
Does it have a date and when we have to do it by?
It will make interest.
It will make interest.
Tell me, but I can double check tomorrow to make sure if there's a date.
Okay.
That it would have to be done by.
Making interest where it's at.
Yeah.
I guess find out for sure.
Yeah, I'll find out for sure. We'll do it tomorrow.
Because I'm sure later that wall's going to need something.
Yeah.
It always does.
Yep.
I make a motion we leave it there and draw interest.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion made to leave it there and a second. Roll call, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
Okay. Discuss and act upon Lewistown ESDA.
Well, as we know, we have our own ESDA. They're unable to set the siren off due to the radio situation. That still is lingering from last year. That hasn't changed. And so they're hesitant to set it off the other day, and it got set off kind of probably later than what they would.
As soon as the Weather Service decided to issue the tornado warning, and then that's when Ellie shut them off.
But you already had people out observing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was way late. It was almost in Canton by the time it got set off.
So we need to decide exactly. I mean, obviously, he's not going to let them use that frequency, it sounds like to me.
Well, me and Buckhurst got issues with him also. So me and my youngest son met with a county board member of the safety committee and talked to him last week sometime. He wants us to come to the next safety committee meeting, which is April 3rd, I think. And he said the more the merrier to express these concerns on what's going on. Because this guy is out of control. You guys wouldn't believe all the stuff he's doing to everybody in this county.
Has he threatened to sue us if we take action?
Pretty much, he does.
So what do we do to avoid this whole problem?
One of the other options is we put our own frequency in there and our own radio in there and set it off.
Why don't we get close to get radios put in sirens? That way, there's dual radios. He'll have a radio, we'll have a radio. We can set off our own sirens.
Is that a possibility to do it?
That's what they said we could do.
Because the concern is obviously if we happen to have nobody around, there's no backup. And they can't set it off because of the frequency, the distance. Our locals don't have the radio to do it. He can set it off from his living room in Farmington. But if the option is to see what a couple radios would cost, or the radios would cost to put in here, and then we would be able to.
If we take them completely out of the equation, we could use the radios that are in there, just reprogram them.
Right.
If we leave him in there, it's still going to be problems, I think, because he's not going to give up trying to set them off. And if we set them off and something happens like he's trying to do it, but we're going to know if they go off or not. So we're just going to have to holler at him, tell him to knock it off, you know.
I noticed that on the test Tuesday, it's always early.
Yeah, he does it because Doug ordered me to do it at 10 a.m., which is when, by law, the testing was supposed to start.
Always has been.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now it's 9:57.
Yeah, the morning that Doug ordered, and Doug told him on email, that's what during the rated beats. Doug told him that he told me, ordered me to blow on that Tuesday of the first.
The motion just changes. Are the radios in? They're ours now.
Yeah, everything that leaves sirens is ours.
Let's get them reprogrammed.
But the downfall of that is we got to remember,
got to make sure somebody's
around, they won't be set off. That was their concern, is not having any backup.
The police department would be able to set them off also, correct?
Again, you have some shifts.
I know.
I mean,
If you got somebody on duty.
That's the only concern here is, or the biggest concern.
Yeah.
Again, they're going to be here most of the time, but you know how that is. It's the one time you really... So you have no backup, is what I guess is what...
So my question is, why is there such a confrontation with Chris Helly?
He doesn't want to give up Lewistown because he has the whole county, and now that we want ours back, he doesn't want to give it up.
We're not licensed. He's got it on the county as the frequency. We're not licensed to the FCC on that frequency. But there's nothing to say that we can't get licensed on that frequency.
So why do we want to do our own? I mean, what's wrong with him doing...
For the reason what happened last Tuesday.
Yeah.
I was talking to the weather service on the phone, and we're seeing rotation over the courthouse, and they were seeing it, but the guy down there had made up the mind to blow the siren or issue the warning. So I go, what the hell you mean you don't know?
Talking to the guy in Lincoln.
And that's when Doug called me later in the night and jumped me because you should have set him up. I go, yeah, but I'm the one who will get in trouble. I mean, I'm sure everybody here will back me, but... We're putting people's lives
here. I don't understand why he won't cooperate with the Dome County people.
I know.
You know, I can't understand. If he always did Lewiston, then why all of a sudden the big hubbub about not doing Lewiston?
Can we get licensed for that same frequency?
Why don't we hold off until we put this safety meeting does?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, he still is. That's why I can't.
I would love to see if we can get.
But not only Lewis.
Why does he not want to take care of Lewis?
Exactly.
What is the problem? Not wanting to take care of Lewis.
So is there a way we could put a fail-safe on it? You were talking about.
If we get licensed to the FCC for that frequency, we can utilize that frequency.
Well, the thing is, the county owns the repeaters, not Chris Helly and his Esther group.
Sure.
So Carl Williams was the same as the county board member is going to meet with me and.
Well, he don't own anything. He don't own anything, really.
Yeah. He agrees with us.
Yeah.
We should be able to settle around science.
It's not his toys. It belongs to the county. His toys do. It doesn't belong to him. So
let's go to the meeting and then
radio's on the multi channels.
Yeah. As far as I know, they do all three of the siren boxes.
So we could put our frequency and their frequency in there.
Well,
without buying radios, I mean.
Well, you can't monitor both channels at one time.
You'd have to put two more radios in each tornado siren in order to do both of
those. What's radios cost? How many do you need?
Three.
You need three, one for each tornado siren.
So what's the price? The one.
If you can get something that's reasonable, probably what, between $300 and $400 a piece.
Yeah.
So how do we used to do it? Just push the button?
No, them days were over.
I was going to say, but that's we just pushed the button.
They're over.
Yeah.
Right. Set off.
We have an emergency button.
It's just too bad we couldn't sit down with him and come to
a happy, he won't come to your meeting.
Happy medium.
I would think you'd want to fail safe somewhere because the simple fact is that even if something happened that you lost contact as far as...
Yeah.
You got to have a way to blow him. I mean...
He's in town tonight. They have county board meetings.
Ultimately, if we have people trained, we're an asset to him too, because he doesn't really have any weather spotters. So I mean, we have people willing to do it. We can be an asset. You know, we want to work with him.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's ultimately if we could work with Fulton County as then.
Because supposedly his problem with it is if he would have set the button off at Cuba the same time, the exact same time we set it off.
Yeah, I understand that.
It'll lock it up.
Plus, we aren't licensed on that frequency, so I understand where his issues are.
So we can put three radios in these things.
Two in each one. We can leave the one center.
Okay, three more radios.
Oh, yeah, we need three more. Three.
Okay. Sides. And then he could still set them off, or we could set them off.
Yeah. Then
you have your fail-safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For less than about $2,000.
Oh, is he going to keep this
I think
stuff
gonna...
every first month of Tuesday?
And these will work through some frequency we already have?
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
We could officially notify him that we are going to test our sirens. We can set our sirens off and that he'll be secondary.
Cover our butt, do we need a license?
We have a VHF.
And I told him this when I talked to him 2 months ago, and he hasn't returned any any calls or texts or anything.
But if we go this way, then we need to set priority, that we're priority as far as setting off the siren. And he's backup.
If we need him.
He's backup.
I imagine.
And we're priority.
Get a price on radios and we'll.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we figure out what it's gonna cost to get him put in and working and come back at the next meeting.
So you just want me to talk to Reagan?
Yeah.
And he's in charge of all this? That's what I talked to.
Then by that time, you'll have had your meeting with the.
Yeah.
Where's that meeting at? April 3rd.
Over here at the veterans' office, I believe.
During the day, isn't it?
I think it's at 6 or 6:30 at night.
What is it?
Pardon?
When is it?
Safety committee meeting.
April the 3rd?
Yeah.
You said it's 3rd, you told me the 2nd.
Tuesday falls on Monday.
April 1st is a Tuesday.
Yeah, so that's why they have to move a day ahead.
So it's the 2nd.
It's the 2nd.
It'd be that Wednesday, because the first Tuesday of the month is April Fool's.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be the 2nd?
That's why they moved it to.
That's election day.
Yeah, to the 2nd.
The 2nd, okay.
Yeah, 2nd.
I will double check, and then I will let you all for sure know.
Okay, anything else under this item? Works Director Committee, did you have anything, Evan?
I have nothing to add.
Okay. All right, at the time, do presentation of bills? All those.
Move all bills properly endorsed, be paid.
Motion made. And seconded. Roll call, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Rod Ward?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Swallow?
Aye.
Okay, there's no closed session needed at this time. And I'll accept the motion to adjourn. Motion made adjourn. Thank you all.
Thank you, Kendall, for stepping up.
Thank you.